USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is condemning the Democratic-led House for passing articles of impeachment against President Trump.
House Democrats have conducted the most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair impeachment inquiry in modern history.
Opening the Senate, McConnell said the impeachment was fueled by partisan rage. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is announcing new actions against Iranian leaders over human rights abuses.
And to show that we mean what we say today, I'm announcing several new actions in support of the Iranian people. First, I have redesignated Iran as a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act.
Pompeo, speaking at the State Department, says the U.S. Treasury will impose sanctions on two judges who have imposed harsh sentences on Iranian citizens. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The latest Democratic presidential debate happens tonight. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Seven Democratic White House hopefuls will take the debate stage in Los Angeles tonight. The debate being hosted by the PBS NewsHour and Politico. It will also air live on CNN. It will be starting at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Police in New Jersey are praising a quick-thinking 4-year-old girl who they say saved her mother's life by calling 911. 4-year-old Isla Glasser called 911 to report that her mom had fallen down.
911, where is the emergency?
My mom is falling down and she can't talk.
Are her eyes open?
No.
Where in the house are you?
I don't know.
Are you in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the TV room?
I'm in the kitchen.
Isla's mom, Haley Glasser, was unconscious on the floor. She is now recovering at home after being treated at a local hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Forecasters are looking ahead to next week's Christmas holiday and deciding whether many Americans will be waking up with a blanket of snow Christmas morning. In order to reach the qualification for an official white Christmas, a standard set by the National Weather Service, the town must have at least 1 inch of snow on the ground at some point on Christmas morning. As it's looking right now, folks in the northern half of the country will have a white Christmas with snow expected in some parts of the country on Christmas Eve. A grocery store chain in the UK announces a recall of baby food. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A British grocery store chain has announced the recall of Heinz by Nature baby food jars after metal fragments were discovered in a jar. Britain's Food Standards Agency said it appears a single jar of the baby food had been tampered with. The recall affects Heinz by Nature baby food in the 7-plus month range sold at Tesco stores. The same product at other retail locations are not affected. Heinz recommends customers don't feed the affected products to their children. They advise customers to return the products to the Tesco store for a full refund. Included in the recall are jars of cheesy tomato pasta stars, cottage pie, mango curry chicken, sweet and sour chicken, spaghetti bolognese, Sunday chicken dinner, pasta baked with tuna, and winter veggies and lamb.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.